أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلما جاء أمرنا نجينا صالحا والذين آمنوا معه برحمة منا ومن خزي يومئذ إن ربك هو القوي العزيز وأخذ الذين ظلموا الصيحة فأصبحوا في ديارهم جاثمين كأن لم يغنوا فيها ألا إن ثمود كفروا ربهم ألا بعدا لثمود صدق الله العظيم. These are verses 66, 67 and 68 of Surah Hud, and these are also the concluding verses of the story of Sayyiduna Salih alayhi salatu wassalam. So we discussed Allah Ta'ala had sent this huge she camel as per the demand of the people as a sign of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that Sayyiduna Salih alayhi salatu wassalam is the true Nabi of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Fa'aqaruha, they hamstrung, they killed this camel. And then Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا نَجَّيْنَا صَالِحًا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِنَّا. Sayyiduna Salih alayhi salam had then warned his people of 3 days respite from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Thursday, Friday and Saturday. Thursday the faces will turn yellow, Friday it will turn red, Saturday it will turn black, and then Sunday the azab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had come. Hence Allah Ta'ala says that when our amar, our command had come, najjayna saliha, then we freed, we emancipated, we saved Sayyidina Salih alayhi salam. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ, and those who had brought iman with Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wassalam, بِرَحْمَةٍ مِنَّا, through a rahmah, a special mercy from us, that in that same area, in that same place, there were those that Allah Ta'ala saved, and there were those that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had destroyed. In the hadith, there is one hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam of a person by the name of Abu Righal. He was also from the people of Sayyiduna Salih alayhi salatu wassalam. Whilst the azab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had begun on the people of Sayyiduna Salih alayhi salatu wassalam, the place where he was the place called Hijar. That was where Allah Ta'ala had sent him. This Abu Righal had left the vicinity, the area before all of this, and he had gone to Makkah Mukarrama. He had gone to Baytullah. Now whilst he was in Makkah Mukarrama, he was also a disbeliever. He was also one of those that opposed Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wassalam. And hence all of this is happening in Hijar, and he is in the haram of Makkah. As soon as he stepped out of the haram of Makkah, the azab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that was carrying on with the people of Sayyidina Salih alayhi salam, that same azab Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had punished him with, and he died outside the haram of Makkah Mukarrama. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had pointed out his qabr also on the outskirts of Makkah, and he said to Sahaba that one sign that this will is the qabr of Abu Righal, who was from the people of Thamud. Dig that qabr, and in that qabr you will find that there was a walking stick made of gold. This is that wealth that Allah Ta'ala had given them. This is the dunya that Allah Ta'ala had given them, that in them days, in those days, they used to walk with walking sticks that were made out of gold, pure gold. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, at the hukam of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they dug the qabr and they found the stick also with him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, remove that stick from that qabr. And hence, this is that azab of Allah Rabbul Izzat. What was it? وَمِنْ خِذِي يَوْمِ إِذْ. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had saved Sayyidina Salih alayhi salam and the believers from disgrace on that day. Inna rabbaka huwa al-qawiyyul aziz. Certainly Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is al-qawiy. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is all-powerful. Al-aziz. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is almighty. Wa akhadha alladhina zalamu as-sayhatu. Allah ta'ala says it was one as-sayha. What is as-sayha? Sayha is one screeching cry, one crying sound. That was on the one hand in Surah Araf. فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجْفَ. Rajfa, the earth begins to shake, an earthquake. An earthquake from below, a screeching sound from above, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala destroyed this entire nation. فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دِيَارِهِمْ جَاثِمِينَ. They became in that morning of that Sunday, in their own homes, the description that Allah Ta'ala gives, جَاثِمِينَ. Jathama in Arabic is when a bird is flying, and if somebody shoots that bird, how it just drops, and there is absolutely no life, it cannot flutter even its wings, and it just sits on the bottom part of its body. That is how these people were completely destroyed. In some narrations, and some of the muhaddithin and fuqaha and the mufassirin have stated, jathimin means that each person was lying on his belly. In other words, absolutely and totally useless. Life has come just to a sudden end for all of these people. Ka'allam yaghnaw fiha. What was it? That at that point in time, if anyone had to walk past this place of Hijr, the place of Thamud, then ka'allam yaghnaw fiha, it was as though they never dwelled over there. It was as though they never lived. Entire population, besides the believers, the entire population had come to an absolute lifelessness, stillness. There was nothing in them as though they didn't live. Allah says, Allah, إِنَّ ثَمُودَ كَفَرُوا رَبَّهُمْ. Listen well, beware, that certainly the people of Thamud, كَفَرُوا رَبَّهُمْ, they disbelieved in their Rabb. And this is it. Allah Ta'ala had given us, and Allah gives us the opportunity all the time. Number one, we brought iman in Allah, and Allah gives us the opportunity to refreshen, to reinforce our iman. Every word of this kitab of Allah, every time we make the dhikr of Allah, there is this refreshment of our iman, and we are regenerating ourselves. And this people with the Nabi of Allah, they had disbelieved. Ala bu'dal li Thamud. Allah Ta'ala says, listen, so the curse be on the people of Thamud because of their disbelief, not because that fact that Allah Ta'ala wanted to destroy them. It was their disbelief in Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala make us amongst those that take heed and turn towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.